This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. The Lok Sabha has passed the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws and it has provision to confer upon the central government certain power with regard to passports, travel documents, visa, and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Replying to debate on the bill, Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill holds significance for strengthening national security, ensuring global standards of Indian universities, and building foundation for research and development and manufacturing, among others. He said, India is a geocultural, not a geopolitical country. The Ministry of Defence yesterday inked a 2,500 crore rupees contract for the procurement of Nag missile system, an anti-tank weapon platform, and 5,000 light vehicles. The ministry in statement said the procurement of NIMIS and light vehicles will enhance Indianization and national defence equipment manufacturing capabilities. These projects have immense potential for direct and indirect employment generation by encouraging the MSME sector through components manufacturing. These contracts under the Indian Indigenously Designed, Developed and Manufactured category were inked in the presence of Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh in New Delhi. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists were killed while an equal number of security forces personnel lost their lives in an encounter in Sufain forest area of Juthana in Kathua district last night. Four other security personnel, including a deputy superintendent of police and one para commando, sustained injuries. They were taken to hospital, with one officer sent to GMC Jammu, another to GMC Kathua, and the para commando airlifted to the military hospital in Pathankot. The encounter began early yesterday morning after security forces conducting a search operation re-established contact with a group of terrorists in the Sufain forest area. Three terrorists have been killed, though their bodies have not been recovered. Reinforcements were sent to the area and the security personnel came under heavy fire from the terrorists. Uttar Pradesh Director General of Police Prashant Kumar has issued security guidelines to ensure law and order during the upcoming Eid al-Fitr festival. According to press statement, the directive have been communicated to all Zonal Additional Director General of Police, Commissioner of Police, Regional Inspector General, Deputy Inspector General, Senior Superintendent of Police and Superintendent of Police across the state. According to the guidelines, police arrangement must be made under the zone and sector scheme, with sensitive areas identified for security deployment. Authorities have been instructed to prevent any new tradition from being introduced and to update the list of antisocial elements for preventive action. President of Republic of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, will be on 5-day state visit to India starting on 1st of April. He will accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, member of parliament, senior official, business association, media and prominent Chileans involved in India-Chile cultural connect. This will be the President Boric's first visit to India as president. During the visit, President Boric will hold talk with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 1st of April, covering the entire gamut of India-Chile relations. The Prime Minister will hold a launch in honor of visiting dignitary. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over the Arunachal Pradesh today and tomorrow. IMD scientist Dr. Soma St. Roy said hot and humid weather condition will prevail in isolated areas of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam over the next 3 days. In the Indian Premier League, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 5 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Chasing a target of 191 runs set by Hyderabad, Lucknow reached 193 for 5 in just 16.1 over.